My darlings, welcome back to another exciting adventure on the best in Paranormal Talk Radio. I'm your host, Chauncey Hallward. This is my co-host, Kara Kittrick.
Hello.
Kara, do you have any news for us today?
Oh, no.
No? What do you
No, I got nothing. I'm just kidding. I've got some.
You know, there's a lot of chicks lined up for this job.
Yeah, I know. They're just beating down the door of your garage.
All right, give me the news. Give me the news.
All right, the news. Okay, I will if you like. So everyone is talking about SpaceX, but I want to look at another Musk project, Neuralink, which Musk recently revealed is proving successful in laboratory experiments in that it allows monkeys to, quote, play video games with their mind. The games in this situation being Pong, not like Skyrim. Neuralink is a brain implant project that seeks to cure paralysis and in the long term allow humans to meld with AI. A new study reveals that climate change may have played a key role in the emergence of the coronavirus pandemic. The study looked at changes in bat ecosystems of the forests of Southeast Asia, revealing that over the last 100 years, climate-related changes in vegetation have led 40 new bat species, all with their own pathogens, to move into the area, bringing in over 100 new strains of bat-carried coronavirus, which in turn would have increased the rate in mutations. A rise in disease as animals are forced out of their natural habitats has long been a predicted consequence of climate change, and if the study is accurate, it suggests that pandemics of this severity or worse are likely going to occur more frequently as the century wears on. And finally, last week, Canada declared the Proud Boys, a primarily U.S.-based neo-Nazi group, to be a terrorist entity. It is not a crime to be a member of the group, but they can be denied entrance to Canada, police can seize their assets, and it is a crime to render any kind of assistance to them. The Proud Boys were reportedly involved in the attack on the U.S. Capitol and were famously kind of denounced by former President Donald Trump when he told them to, quote, stand back and stand by. The Proud Boys were originally formed online in 2016 by Vice Media co-founder Gavin McInnes, a Canadian. Vice Media, of course, produces Vice Magazine and a lot of other related media. The U.S. is reportedly gathering data and considering whether to also designate them as a terrorist group. Back to you, Chauncey.
All right, this Neuralink thing is, you know, it seems like with every technological advancement that we have in the world, there's always some catastrophe involved, you know. I mean, that's to be expected, you know. You figure out the gun, you accidentally shoot a guy. You figure out a bomb, you accidentally blow up the wrong thing. You figure out a rocket to space, it blows up on the launch pad. I wonder how long it's going to be until we get our first whoa, stand back, scared brain tester thing. Because I guess also in the news this week, there was something about a machine the size of a grain of sand that they could put in rats in order to change their mood.
Right, yeah.
Right, and it seems between neuro-linking with monkeys, which, I don't know. I lean on sci-fi a lot to see what we shouldn't do, and this kind of seems like one of them. But it seems like we're not a far cry off from doing this to a person for some reason.
Right, yeah. Now, it's worth noting that, like, things are not going to move as fast with this tech because it's like medical technology, and so the hurdles are far more significant in terms of regulation than with most of the other technologies you mentioned.
And plus, they do always end up testing stuff like this on people who might just die anyway.
Right. So, I mean, the people who are going to first be using Neuralink are like people with locked-in syndrome, basically. And this is not actually a far cry for that. Like, there are already technologies like EEG nets and stuff that you train the brain and use to communicate with devices. Like, brain reading technology for paralyzed people, that is not new. Neuralink is not pioneering that. What's a little bit new is the idea of actually putting an implant in the brain of a person. And I think what gets people excited about this is, you know, Elon Musk is a hyperbolic frat boy. and is constantly talking about, you know, dude, we're all going to be cyborgs, you know.
Right.
Like, he is constantly talking about the implications of this technology a century down the line, right? Which, we're not there yet.
Yeah, I just wonder if he'll be the first one to take it. Now, he needs to be the first one to take it if you're going to do it. You know, it needs to be like the vaccine. We need to put Elon Musk on TV and stick something in his brain. And if he ends up okay.
Well, he's not going to be the first one to take it because he's not paralyzed. You know, and that's what the technology is for.
All right, moving on to bats and the COVID. You think this is going to convince anybody that we need to stop climate change?
Well, the people who don't think we need to stop climate change don't think it exists and thinks there's a massive conspiracy. So, no, it's literally impossible to convince them.
Yeah.
But I think it's interesting for the rest of us normals to consider that, you know, there are sort of knock-on consequences of just willy-nilly messing with the temperature of the environment.
Right. I think this puts not too fine a point on two current topics. It definitely illustrates climate change because there's been some discussion of thawing ice and prehistoric pathogens and what was it? The flesh-eating bacteria, wasn't that like dug up in a delta somewhere? That's what they were suspecting, that it was actually a prehistoric pathogen. And,
right.
And then here we are, in a country where we're not exactly doing the best at trying to keep from hanging out. You know, you saw some of the party, the Super Bowl parties.
Right.
People were not exactly concerned down there in Tampa. And here we are dealing with the variants, and the migrating bat populations is what caused the ecosystems for the variants to create, one of which was able to jump to us.
Right.
And now we are creating ecosystems where those variants can get even worse.
Now, it's worth noting not all scientists who, like, study this topic are convinced that this study is accurate. And, like, I would always never take your news from, like, one study. Never look at a study and be like, oh, that's the way it is. Mm. Like, wait until there have been a lot of studies. So.
Of course, but I understand that this may not be the exact case here.
Right, but it's definitely going to be the case.
Totally palatable possibility for all time. I mean, it's just.
Right. And people have been predicting this since the 60s, you know. Like, people have been like, hey, if you mess with the temperature, then animals are going to move around and they're going to interact in weird ways and diseases are going to jump. And
right.
Eventually going to get a bigger risk to people.
Yeah, and I understand some of this on the hardcore science, but I love those people that are just all, well, we don't know that it's transmitted by gathering in groups and stuff like that. And I'm all, it's a virus. We do know that.
That's
how viruses work. All of them.
Yeah. Well, there are a certain sect of people who just wholly reject all institutional scientific knowledge. And it's like, you can't really converse with those people. Like, the way you have an argument is you cite sources and you comb through, like, the established data, and if you reject all institutional knowledge, then, like, what sources are you going to cite?
Right.
Yeah. So, I guess that's just the way it is. Some people are just never going to be convinced.
It's terrifying. It's terrifying to know that if something comes up where we all need to team together, that is not going to happen.
People are going to
be dragged into it. There's not going to be any. It's just terrifying because, I mean, every new invention creates a new possible catastrophic future if we're not responsible. So it's concerning. All right, coming up, we're going to land this spacecraft and we're going to come up and we're going to talk about some flat Earth. We got our guest, David Weiss. That's Weiss Like Ice, right here on Radio Wasteland. Okay.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Wasteland comes to you from the Reading studios of Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM and AM 1460. Visit Radio Wasteland at Instagram at instagram.com/Radio Wasteland.
All right, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and our guest David Weiss. Is it Weiss or Bice?
Weiss like ice.
Weiss like ice. You know, Flat Earth is a topic that we haven't had on very often because, you know, generally as hosts, we are skeptical, but we know that, and I mean not skeptical of Flat Earth, I mean skeptical of all the topics that we have on. We enjoy digging into them, but we do look at them and go, maybe, you know, maybe. And, but we do know that we have a lot of guests, listeners who follow this, and, you know, it's pretty new to us. So I actually kind of decided to go into this a little not very well researched. I had researched the past and made up my mind. And so I decided to kind of come in a little clean on this
one. Yeah. No preconceptions.
Yeah. So that's good because the whole Flat Earth thing is a major am I allowed to swear? It's a total
mind hump.
A mind hub. Yeah, we'll call it
mind
that.
Mind hump. Oh, God.
And people have the people that don't understand, that think Flat Earth is stupid, have a false idea of what Flat Earth is. They think Flat Earth is a disc, floating in space, you know, a flat planet with other round planets are all flat planets, you know, and then it doesn't make any sense because of gravity. They think that, you know, it's a turnip floating in space, whether it has a dome or not. But no flat earther believes any of this. This is disinformation, and it comes from the Flat Earth Society. And then other people are like, well, I saw the thing on Netflix. Well, Netflix did a complete deceptive edited movie about flat earth to make it look stupid. It's complete and total lies about, you know, what really happened. Mm-hmm. And the other thing they don't understand is their own model. They don't understand that, you know, in the heliocentric world, we're spinning at 1,000 miles an hour. We're orbiting the sun at a 660,000 or 66,600 miles an hour. Yeah, 66,600 miles an hour. Interesting number. We're chasing the sun at 500,000 miles an hour, and the entire system's moving sideways at a million or 2 million miles per hour, right? All of those motions are happening, and, you know, we don't sense any of it. Lakes look like glass, right? Crazy. Crazy.
Well,
how could that happen with all of those motions?
Right? Well, those motions are happening.
I don't hear you. I lost your sound. Are you muted? Muted?
Oh, I don't think so.
Kara, say something. You both went silent on me.
I can still hear Chauncey.
Oh, now I hear you.
Oh, we could hear one another.
All right. Well, now I hear both of you. Back.
You know, I get that, but all of the things you just said are true in a globe Earth as well. And with the gravity, you know, this pristine lake and everything is somewhat explained. So I guess let's reel it back for a second. You know,
sure.
How did we get here? You know, we lived in a world that thought the Earth was flat, and then all of a sudden scientists go like, oh no, the Earth is round, and everybody goes, oh my God.
Thousands of years ago, we thought that.
Right. So how did we get back here, or did we even get back here? Was there always a belief in...
Great question.
All right.
So the answer is we've been lied to about all of our history. So back in February of 2020, I was interviewing a 102-year-old woman named Ruth about the World's Fairs, because she had been to the World's Fairs, and she remembered being there. So she was telling me stories about when her fifth birthday party, and she remembered everything, and she knew the kids' names. I said, where'd you go to elementary school? Name of the school, road it was on, teachers' names, kindergarten teacher, first grade teacher, kids in her class. I'm like, wow, I couldn't do that. And then I said to her, I said, what did they teach you in science about the Earth? That's all I said. I never mentioned anything. And she looked at me, she goes, they taught me the Earth was flat, but then they changed it. This was in Connecticut in the 1920s. We also found a woman from Croatia who said in the 1930s, she was a little younger, in the 1930s, all of the schools in Croatia were teaching flat earth. So then we started looking. We're like, well, there's got to be some newspaper articles. So we started going through microfilm of old newspapers in the early 1900s, and we found it. We found articles about teachers being persecuted and threatened with jail for trying to teach heliocentrism in the public school system here in Europe, across the whole world. So the whole idea that we've known for 2,000 years is a lie. That lie comes from the story of Eratosthenes, right? Eratosthenes is the Greek mathematician that looked at the sun and said, well, these rays are coming in parallel, and he did his sticks and shadows experiment. You know what I'm talking about, right? Eratosthenes with the sticks and shadows. Well, the sticks and shadows experiment, he did this sticks and shadows experiment. To this very day, nobody's ever redone it, right? And I don't know why he thought the rays were coming in parallel. Whenever you see rays, this is what they look like. But he did this sticks and shadows experiment, and he did his calculation and said the Earth must be curved, you know, and it must be round, and this is how big it is. And they got it within 2%. You know, Carl Sagan pushed that in the 1980s in the show Cosmos. And so we did some research into Eratosthenes. And there's no mention in any mathematician's books, anything of him doing that experiment. The oldest book we could find was from the 1980s, and it was a Rockefeller textbook that was inserted into our indoctrination system and taught to all of the kids, right? But here's the problem. Even if he did the experiment, it doesn't matter, because on a flat Earth, we have a small local sun. So this is a sun on a flat plane. It's right above this stick, and there's no shadow. This one has a shadow, right? If you put two little Bic lighters on your table and held a light bulb over one, one has a shadow, the other one, the sunbeam goes like that, and it has a shadow. One doesn't have a shadow, one does. You can do some math and figure out the sphericity of your table when you know it's flat. So it's a bogus explanation, but it's to make people laugh at flat Earth. Hey, we've known the Earth has been around for 2,000 years. Aristophanes in ancient Greece figured it out. Nope, that's a lie.
Okay, so saying that this is the case, I guess the initial question would be, why lie?
Why? Why the lie? You know, I always force my guests to wait for the end, but we'll do why the lie now, and then we'll get into some of the proofs that'll help you understand and help you see the lie. Is that cool?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
So they want us to believe that we live in this random Big Bang universe where nothing exploded, created everything. We evolved from a mere accident, from mutations. We turned into these magnificent human beings that we are, but all by random accidents. And that we're flying through infinite space in a godless or distant god world. And that, you know, we could be knocked out by an asteroid and we're going to run out of, you know, dinosaur juice for our cars. That we are literally specks of dust in space with no meaning and no significance. When the truth is, we are at the center of creation. We are special, spiritual beings having an experience here, and nobody has dominion over us. They don't want us to know that our thoughts create our reality. Our thoughts, you know, are our own, and they're trying to control our minds. They have us in a prison. The ball is a prison, okay? So they don't want us to know that they have no power over us. Imagine if everyone in the world united, right? We have all the governments, leave the governments in place, but everyone in the world, all the civilians, united and said, we are one, we all love each other. You go away, Mr. Little President, your little dictator. You're a flea. Go away. They have zero power. They've divided us up by countries, by states, by religions, by political parties, by sports teams. But, you know, they divide us up all the way down. And now they have us, you know, separating even more. Wear a mask. Don't hug each other. You know, don't go visit grandma. They're literally taking away our humanity and controlling our minds with television, right? Television, right? There's absolutely no proof of the globe. There's tons of proofs that I'm going to show you today of the flat Earth. And it's all about controlling our minds, because if everybody woke up to flat Earth tomorrow morning, all the governments in the world would be done. They'd be finished, because everybody would literally unplug from the matrix.
So is this they, the government? I mean, is this other people that are doing this to us?
Well, they're the people that, you know, we see that are ruling our world. They're just the puppets of the real people above them. But it's the royal families, you know, the Council of Foreign Relations, you know, all the presidents, all the dictators, they're all from these royal bloodlines that, you know, they're all related to each other. You know, all of the people in super high positions, they're all related. You know, do you know that Mark Zuckerberg is Rockefeller's grandson? Okay. They don't tell you this, right? They're all in on it. You know, Obama, he's related. There's a chart that shows all these relationships, but it's these royal bloodlines. They know. Is it the Freemasons? I think they know, but only the high-level Freemasons.
So it's a human cabal. You know,
yeah, it's a human cabal. I mean, anyone that thinks that there's not people, you know, the word conspiracy is not a theory. It's there's conspiracies. People do conspire for their own benefit. And these royal families are keeping us as worker slaves. They bring us to school, the indoctrination system. They indoctrinate us with all of their nonsense, and they turned us into good little worker slaves for them. And right now, they're trying to get rid of us.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Listening to Chauncey and Kara on Radio Wasteland right here on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. That's Free Fire Radio. And don't forget to follow Radio Wasteland on Facebook at facebook.com/radiowasteland.us. You are listening to David Weiss right here on Radio Wasteland. We're talking about Flat Earth.
Flat Earth is not a pancake in space. right? Flat Earth is, you got to think of it like, what is a puddle? A puddle is where water accumulates. Where does water accumulate, like after a rain? Where does water accumulate? It's not a test question. It's pretty easy.
A hole.
It accumulates in the low spot.
And
the edge of the puddle is the higher, where the land is higher than the water. Well, a pond is a bigger puddle. A lake is a bigger pond. So think of the world as a giant lake, and the land that surrounds it is the highest land on Earth. That land is called Antarctica, and that's just the edge of our lake. So if you sail to the edge of the lake, you don't fall off into space like a pancake. You sail to the edge of the lake. You can climb up on the land, and you can walk away from the lake, and who knows how far that goes because it's off limits. It's off limits to everybody until the year 2041, where they're going to kick the can down the road another 60 years if we haven't figured it out by then. And the reason it's off limits is because if you go there, you will find out you don't live on a ball, because Antarctica is a very special place. Antarctica is very likely bigger. The land of Antarctica is bigger than all of the oceans and all of the continents combined.
So, okay. So if it is flat, are you saying that we possibly live on an infinite flat plane?
Very possible. Okay. Here's the thing. We're going to talk about stuff that we can measure right here under our feet. We're going to talk about stuff beyond the shoreline of Antarctica, which we're going to have to speculate about. And we're going to talk about stuff higher than you and I can go, which we're going to have to speculate about. But there's tons of evidence of these things and experiments we can do to support them. You know, some people look at it and goes, maybe we live here. Antarctica is this ring. And maybe there's other worlds out here across the plane with their own sun. And maybe there's another ring out here with another sun. Some people think that maybe Mars and Venus are the sun out here, and Jupiter and Saturn are the suns out here. Okay? Again,
okay.
I have a
nitty-gritty question. But what leaps to mind when I see this is, what about airline pilots?
Yeah, good question.
I'm sure something you thought of. You know, they commonly fly, you know, over, you know, the North Pole or whatever to reach someplace. So,
yeah. So what
is happening in the cockpit there?
Yeah. Most or many have no idea. They just think they're on top of this flat plane. I mean, this ball, and the Earth is so big that they don't notice the curvature. They actually think they see curvature because their windshields are curved a little bit, and that'll curve your horizon. And they follow their GPS, but there's many. More and more every day that are waking up to this. There's pilots that are filming, like when they're flying from California to Germany, they're doing time lapses showing where the sun is and how it never goes down. And it doesn't work on a ball. It only works on a flat Earth. And there's pilots that are figuring out the routes that they're taking make absolutely no sense on a ball. The Qantas pilots, they're figuring it out. And they say that they talk about it openly in their lounge, but they don't talk about it publicly because they'll lose their jobs. We interviewed a KLM woman pilot who said, was showing us all the reasons she knows the Earth is flat and stationary. Besides every FAA manual saying treat the Earth as a flat stationary plane, she interviewed with us on our show called Globe Busters. And then the next day she was fired, right? So people, you know, they don't want to lose their livelihood. But check this out. If you want to fly from Western Australia to Santiago, you know, the quickest route would be just, you know, duck underneath the continent of Antarctica. I'm trying to find my picture. Just duck here. Just fly across, right? Fly across Antarctica. Or just go outside of Antarctica. If you don't want to fly over Antarctica, just take this short route at 50 degrees south or whatever that is.
I was given to understand that's what they did.
Yeah, well, no one ever, they don't do that. This is the route. They go all the way up to America, they go all the way across, and all the way down, right? Worse than that, if you want to go from Eastern Australia, they go all the way up to Europe and Dubai, then they go all the way over here, and then they go all the way down. And if you look at that on a flat Earth map, right, here they go all the way up, across America, over to Europe, and to Eastern Australia. It's a straight line. And that's the route the planes take.
So this is the route that planes take for direct.
Now
from Australia to
Qantas has a direct flight now, which caused, you know, made us wonder, like, how are they doing that? Their direct flight, they only have one aircraft right? I think they maybe have two or three of them, but it's only one special aircraft that has seven layers of heat-resistant paint. That's interesting. Maybe they're flying a little faster than they're telling us. And they go up, they fly at like 45,000 feet. Well, at 45,000 feet, there's circular winds that circle the Earth plane that go 200 miles an hour, give or take. Well, you put that tailwind on that with a plane that can fly 700 miles an hour, the plane routes make it. I'll show you those winds in a second when I share my screen. But the other thing is emergency plane landings prove the Earth is flat. Here's a flight from Wuhan, China, right? Here's Hawaii, going to Colombia. You would think this is where they go. Well, right about here, there was a something happened. Someone had a heart attack or a baby or something. And instead of turning around and going back or landing in Hawaii, they went and landed in Alaska, thousands of miles out of the way. But if you look at that on a flat Earth map, this is the route that they take, okay? This is the route that they take, right? Crazy, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So, well, like, I mean, here, you know what?
I've always found it interesting, believe me.
That's the route to take. I'm sorry. This is the one that had the emergency landing. Tokyo to Mexico City, and they landed here when the emergency happened here. But if you look at Tokyo to Mexico City on a flat Earth map, it makes perfect sense now.
So, you know, is gravity out?
Gravity is out. Let's talk about gravity. Okay. Ask the high priest of scientism, Neil deGrasse Tyson, or Bill Lye, the lying guy with the bow tie.
I have to admit, I do love both those guys.
Okay, listen, I used to love them too, but I'm going to teach you to love them, but realize that they're liars.
All right. I love my wife.
They admit that gravity is a theory. They don't know what it is. They don't know what gravity is. As a matter of fact, gravity is such a theory that for it to work, they have to make up dark matter and dark energy that makes up 96% of it. Okay, 96% of it. They're like, well, it has to exist because gravity wouldn't work without it. Right? What? How is that even a thing? Here's how gravity works on Earth. The Earth is flat and level. Okay? Down is down right here. Up is up. For me, down is down, up is up. Over there in Australia, down is down, up is up. Down is not up in Australia. Down is down across the flat Earth plane. And how it works is, and this is testable, measurable, repeatable, scientifically proven, the Earth has a negative electric charge to it. We live in this electric, magnetic world of energy. Well, the Earth has a measurable negative charge to it. That negative charge has a slight weak force that attracts things to it, right? So that establishes the downward direction, and then buoyancy and density sort everything out. If I had a ball, a basketball and a rock, and I held it in the air over a pool and I dropped both of them fall through the air because they're more dense in the air. The basketball will sit on top of the water because it's less dense. The rock will go to the bottom of the pool because it's more dense. Down is down, up is up, and electrostatic force is what does it. You ever see those little triangle tinfoil things that they electrify and they float up in the air? Right? It's not anti-gravity. They're just look it up, say, anti-gravitic tinfoil triangle on YouTube. There's a million videos. And they charge it negatively, strong negative charge, and bam, it floats up in the air. It's not defying gravity. It's just defying the weak electrical charge of the Earth. Interesting, right?
Yeah, I mean, it is, but, you know, so are we saying that this is revisionist history that, okay, so basically what this sounds like is for years we knew the Earth was flat. We decided that somewhere around the 1800s, it seems, that it would be easier to control people if they thought that they had less value. So we convinced them that the world was built in a way that made them pointless.
Well, it denies the existence of a creator. Now, I'm not a religious person, and I was an atheist before this. And I'm definitely not religious now, but there's a creator. We live in an intelligently designed world, and we are special created beings having an experience here. You can take that anywhere you want. It's not about this. I'm talking about the science of where we live and how the deception is done. So if you think you live on a ball, there's, you know, remember the True Man show? The True Man show? Right? There's nothing left to explore. He wanted to be an explorer. There's nothing left to explore. You can't be an explorer. Well, that's where we live. We live in a world where there's nothing left to explore. When the truth is, there may be more lands in the extra territory, the extra terra, extraterrestrials could come from the extra territory across the flat Earth plane. That makes a lot more sense than coming from a star trillions of miles away and then crashing in Roswell. Makes no sense. But if you look at, you know, what's going on there, it makes more sense if you believe in extraterrestrials, which I do. I believe that there's more civilizations beyond Antarctica. That's my belief, and I can't prove it because nobody can go there.
Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
You're listening to Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. You're listening to Radio Wasteland with Chauncey and Kara. Find all our shows and archives by visiting Radio Wasteland at radiowasteland.us.
You are listening to David Weiss right here on Radio Wasteland. We're talking about flat Earth.
In the heliocentric world, if we move the sun right up to Earth, it would look like this. It would fill the entire sky, right?
Right.
Forget about burning up. This is just an example. Right? It would fill the entire sky. Then you move it to where they say it is, 93 million miles away, and it becomes the size of a coin held at arm's length, right? It's tiny. So it reduced. Why? Because it got farther away. Things, right. When I move my hand farther away, it gets smaller.
Perspective.
Sure. Perspective. Right, perspective. Right. So if I doubled the distance, how much smaller would that get?
Four times.
Well, it would get a lot smaller. It went from the entire sky to this. What if I eight times the distance? Well, if you use a perspective calculator, it would be too small for the human eye to see at eight times farther, okay? So that's pretty easy. Well, they tell us that the stars that we see are suns. They're bigger, smaller, same size, and there's 100 billion of them in our galaxy. Well, the closest star to us, the closest star is 40,000 times farther than this if it was eight times farther than it is. Eight times farther, couldn't see it. The closest star is 40,000 times farther. Your brain should be melting on that one.
My brain melts on that one regardless of the theory going on here.
Yeah.
The sheer massiveness of the universe is a mind bender to me.
Well,
in fact, there's a book, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I'm all about it. I know.
Where there's a machine that drives you mad. It puts you in there and it shows you a map of the universe with an arrow that says you are here and it drives everyone mad.
Right. But you're not. We're here. We're in the Earth system. We're right here. It's all contained. Right. And, you know, if you want to believe in extraterrestrials, they only make sense on flat Earth. They're not coming from that one star 40,000 miles away. And by the way, the other ones are 100 million times farther. You know, the distances are ridiculous. The other thing is, if you go out tonight and chart where the stars are at any point in the night, just, you know, say, okay, this one lines up at the corner of my house. This one lines up here. Make a little chart. And then you go out next week, next year, same night, or in 10 years, same night, same time. Every star will be in the exact same position, but we're going to be tens of billions of miles of where we were. Everything's moving, but nothing moves.
Right. That's always been a mind bender to me, is that everything is moving through space. So in the general thing, we're moving through space generally in one direction, constantly getting further from one another, yet it's so easy to chart. You know, that's been a hard thing for me to wrap my brain around.
Well, it's because your brain's trying to wrap your mind around nonsense, right? Think about this. If, did you know during our winter, we're 3 million miles closer to the sun, right? In the northern winter, and it's only because of the tilt of the Earth that it's cold, because we're tilted away from the sun and the sun spreads out. Well, think about this. In June, at our summer solstice, when you watch the sun appear on the horizon, if you go to the beach or whatever, and as soon as you can see the sun, you can feel the sun's heat on your face at a certain level. You can feel the heat. Well, that's the most severe tilt possible. That's an 89-degree tilt. So that's the most severe. Then in December, you go out at the height of the sun of the day, which is a much more direct angle. You can't even feel the heat on your face, right? It's not about the angle. It's because the sun is close to us, like that when I was showing you on the app, or far away. So midnight on this day, is on the opposite side of the sun looking away, and we see stars over here. So we see whatever stars are over here. 6 months later, we're on the other side of the sun, and midnight is that way. Okay. Mm-hmm. Midnight's that way, and we see the stars. This is backwards for me. We see the stars right there, but we see the same stars.
Well, I think what an astrophysicist would probably tell you is that the universe is, you know, the scales are so massive that it's basically in the same place.
So you're looking right now. You're looking. Let's pretend. What you're looking at right now is the stars at midnight in the summer. You're looking at me? I'm the stars at midnight in summer. Turn around and look at your window and tell me how you could possibly see me. It doesn't matter how big, right? It doesn't matter how big. So let's
– What do astrophysicists usually say when you present them with
that? They don't answer that at all. They can't. They just ignore it. They won't answer it. Yeah. They say, well, it makes no sense. And
so
are they in on it? No,
what's the deal here? What's happening?
So guess who becomes the astrophysicist, the teacher, the professor? The ones that can memorize and regurgitate the garbage the best. They get the A's, they get the teaching degrees, and they get to teach the baloney to everybody else. Right? And that's simply how it works. Here's one. Check this out. Submarines, they go to a certain depth, not a certain depth from the bottom, a certain depth from the top, and they set their fins to go straight and level. And they go for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours, and they don't need to adjust. Well, the world should be dropping down. They set their fins to cut through the water, but the Earth should be curving away, and they should be getting deeper and deeper, but it doesn't. They stay they're level with this flat surface, and they just go. A submarine, if the Earth was a ball, should pop out of the water every couple of hours, right? Because the Earth is curving over. It should pop out of the water, but it doesn't.
Well, unfortunately, we're here at the end here, but I have to tell you, David, I have really enjoyed this conversation. And really, I've tried to talk to people about this before, and they don't tend to really answer my questions.
John Z, there's so much to this, and belief is the enemy of knowing, right? You can believe anything you want. If I told you there was vodka in here, you could believe it, but it's really tea.
Oh, right? I do believe it, David. Just kidding.
I must be drunk. But what I'm saying is, we're trusting good people. You know, you guys are, you know, we want to trust everybody. We want to, you know, that's, if this entire thing was removed, all of this control, everybody would trust everybody because everybody would be trustworthy. Really. It's how the world is supposed to be. But if you want to verify, it takes time and effort and critical thought. It's a lot of fun to verify. I've been doing this for 6 years. I'm not bored at all. I'm having a good time talking to nice people like you guys. And that's it. So.
Well, we have really enjoyed having you on. And, you know, this has been a very hard topic for us to find. So we would love to have you on again. But before we go, your website is the flatearthpodcast.com. Is that right?
Flatearthpodcast.com. Also, my podcast by the same name, The Flat Earth Podcast. Mm-hmm. We haven't been doing a lot of episodes lately, but there's plenty to listen to. And take the challenge there if you don't want to get the app. Listen to the first 10 episodes, and then you too will lose the respect of your family and friends because you'll be a flat earther.
That's assuming I ever had it.
Yeah, well, there you go. But you know what? Here's the thing. I've lost some friends over this, but they're coming back now. They're like, hey, Dave, I saw this thing. You know, they're all coming back slowly. And I've made so many new close friends that we go to conferences, and it's the most amazing time ever. I have a new family of friends. Mm-hmm. The best way to support me and really learn about Flat Earth is spend the $2.99, get the Flat Earth, Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app, and watch the videos there. Hit the frequently asked questions. It answers everything. It's all there. And it's a lot of fun. And when you're trying to explain Flat Earth to somebody, they'll be listening. Then you break out the app, and the same thing happens. They go, oh, that's how it works. Oh, that's how it works. And that's why I made the app.
All right, for those listening, it's the Flat Earth, Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app, and it's available both on the Google Play App Store and the Apple Store.
And it's by Blue Water Bay. Remember that, because on the Google Store, there is a bunch of globe trolls that have made another app for free with the same name, and it's horrible. Feel free to get it, but don't send me an email saying your app sucks, because it's not my app.
All right.
Right?
Right. All right, David. Well, thank you very much for being on the show. Again, his website is theflatearthpodcast.com. We've been talking to David Weiss here on Radio Wasteland. It's been a lot of fun. I hope to have you on again.
Yeah, thanks so much.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.